Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rozema. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Patterson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Doyle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Norris. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Trammell moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground for an out. Hebner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson bunts towards the mound. Norris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trammell scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rozema fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Gross reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Mike Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Patterson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kemp strikes out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brian Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Revering moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gross hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Gross reaches second base with a double. Revering scores. Armas moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Patterson is walked intentionally. Brian Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Razima fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 2 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson is hit by the pitch. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Bailey now pitching. Mike Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Brian Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Bailey covering, for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-3 in the game. Revering takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Revering moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 3-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gross hits a line drive into right field. Gibson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gibson. Revering scores. Armas goes all the way around to score. Gross moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath bunts towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Gross scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Mike Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. Cowens scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.